This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. The Juilliard String Quartet will be performing tonight in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and we are delighted to have them with us in Studio A today. Welcome, everyone. Why don't you go down the line and introduce yourselves and tell us which instrument you play.
I'm Joseph Lin. I'm the first violinist in the quartet.
I'm Ronald Copes. I'm the second violinist.
I'm Astrid Schwein. I play the cello.
And I'm Roger Tapping, and I play viola.
Well, welcome, everyone. We are delighted to have you.
Thank you.
Now, I think of the Juilliard Quartet as being kind of like James Bond. Because even with different people in the role over the years, there's always some things you know you can expect. Shaken, not stirred. We're going to find that all the time. So what would you say has remained pretty consistent about the Juilliard Quartet since it was formed in the 1940s?
I would think probably the most, the clearest thing that has remained the same is the attitude of the quartet towards the way we look at music, the relationship between new music and the music from the standard repertoire, and kind of the sense of searching for what a composer intended, whether it be a composer from today or Beethoven or Haydn.
Yeah, the quartet really does sort of treat music from the past with the same attitude as music that was just composed last week. So like Daniel Craig's James Bond then is different from Sean Connery's James Bond. What would you say sets your present iteration of the quartet apart from previous lineups? Joseph is wincing.
I'm reflecting.
Gives you a bit of a stumper.
I guess it's something that one doesn't want to be too self-conscious about in a certain sense, because we are who we are. And we play the music as we want to play it. I think, as Ron says, it's actually the sort of the general attitude to the music remains the same. But of course, the personalities each have different voices from their predecessors and from each other. Yeah. And so it's really the process that has stayed the same. Cool. And of course, not exactly the voices.
I think there is, however, a little bit of a common idea about sound that has pervaded the quartet all along. There are some quartets for whom the ideal really is to develop a shine and the degree of blend, which really makes it always unified. And sometimes with a quartet like that, it's a little bit hard to hear the individual voices and how they stand out and the different characters that they have. And I think the Juilliard Quartet has always had as one of its focuses, or one of the things that it prizes, the ability of the different lines to differentiate themselves. I mean, of course, we spend time working with blend and so forth, but it's just sort of a philosophy of sound that perhaps hasn't changed that much, even though the sound has.
And you folks have a new album coming out. It's the first recording with this lineup.
Yes.
Correct? So you've all done recordings before, but so what's different about working with this particular group in the recording studio?
Trying to think how to answer that question. I have made a number of recordings with my former quartet, the Lark Quartet, and I think sitting with this ensemble, I was very aware of, how can I put this?
You're surrounded here, so careful what you
say. I know. These guys are all looking at me.
The door's over there.
Well, no, I mean, I think back to Ron's point, there's this sense of really valuing the individual voices of the group, and I think that's something that came to the fore in our recording process as well. Constantly trying to assess if we're really serving the composition at hand and if all the voices are represented beautifully. And then, of course, is there a quartet blend that would serve the overall good of the piece? It's a very thoughtful group of people. I think that's something that struck me immediately, even from my first reading session with these guys. People are reflective and considered in their utterances and in their playing, and it's a very nice space in which to work.
you talk about the space with which to work, and I think part of that is the great support of the Juilliard School over decades, which enables us to have a studio to rehearse actually daily. Even, you know, we will rehearse things we've played several times already and continue to do so for a whole year, which I think is what sets up this environment of actually feeling like we have time to go deep and experiment and, you know, introduce spontaneity into our performances and keep on reconsidering things. And I think that maybe has also been a common theme.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. So what are you going to play for us first today?
I think we're going to start with the Haydn, first movement of D major quartet, Opus 76, number 5. A wonderfully charming, lyrical, and in the second movement, profound work of Haydn's.
Yeah, that first movement is unusual because it starts just with an allegretto, which isn't his usual sort of stormy first movement. And then he breaks into a more exciting allegro sort of halfway through. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The Juilliard String Quartet performed the first movement of Franz Joseph Haydn's String Quartet, Opus 76, Number 5. They're joining us here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Astrid, this next question's for you. You're the newest member of the quartet. You just joined last year, mm-hmm. and you are the first female member in the history of the quartet.
Yes.
What's it like being the person to break that particular ceiling?
I suppose it's a very nice thing. It certainly is great to be a part of this ensemble. I grew up in New York attending Juilliard String Quartet concerts, and I've been a lifelong fan. And so the thought that I would one day play in this group, you know, really didn't play heavily in my thoughts until they were looking for a cellist. And, you know, what a thrill. And of course, you know, each of us is the beneficiary of sacrifices that have come before us. So I realize that it is a landmark event from a certain perspective. But for our day-to-day experience, it's all about Beethoven and Haydn and Davidovsky and what we do. So that novelty, I think, has worn off for us a little bit, but it certainly is a great place to be.
So how does the selection process for a new member work? Like, do you have someone in mind, or is it an open call for all cellists to apply?
It's certainly not an open call.
There's
brainstorming within the group, generating of names, and then gradual limiting the list through discussion and careful consideration. And then usually it comes down to about four individuals who the group finds sufficient time to play with and to get to know in person.
So you audition them as a group, they come in and
That's
play.
Right. The audition is a very nice sort of day or two of real just rehearsal.
Yeah.
And that's where one learns the most, just in terms of the actual playing, what it feels like, which is terribly important, and then also an exchange of ideas. So that's a good sort of crucible for finding out whether that's going to work or not, personally and musically.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the legacy of the quartet, Bob Mann, one of the founding members, is 97 and still living in New York.
Yes.
Do you ever hear from him? Does he ever come to your concerts? And
he did last
very occasionally.
Yes, he did last year.
Yeah.
He doesn't come a lot anymore, but he still is alive and well, and every once in a while we do see him.
He played with the quartet for 50 years.
Yes.
Do any of you foresee that kind of tenure for yourselves?
Depends on the advances in medicine, I guess.
Without disclosing too much personal information, of course.
It's a lovely thing to do. Yeah.
And what are we going to hear next today?
I think we're going to hear the first movement of Beethoven's Quartet in E-flat Major, Opus 127. It's a monumental piece. We'll be playing the relatively short first movement, but thank you.
The Juilliard String Quartet performing the first movement of Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 127, in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. The Juilliard String Quartet will perform tonight at 7:30 in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Visit tickets.interlaken.org for more information. Joseph, Ron, Roger, Astrid, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. Thanks to Katie Traska. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.